Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That semen transfer thing is nowhere to be found.
Nope.
I had to be push his text to a personal text to Dr. Mina. I know we all have her number now, so.
No, Craig brought it up.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was
on a text
disease,
to Dr. Mina.
A disease that they didn't know was going to be sexually transmitted, so now they're wondering how if other diseases could be sexually transmitted.
That's right.
Right. So, they originally found it because of the Zika and moved on to it.
Clean our sperm out before we use it.
Right.
That's pretty much what I wanted to know. All right. Richard Lewis is going to phone the program, Curb Your Enthusiasm, season number 9, which has been going for a couple of years. I started watching a little bit of that movie he did a couple of years ago, Clear History.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. There's a lot of funny people in that. Michael Keaton's a nut job. And he plays Larry David, basically, you know, the character, you know. But looking forward to the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Richard Lewis, we got Paulie Shore in the studio later this week. Al Roker back tomorrow, maybe. Al Roker is the new norm, right?
As booked as Al Roker can get.
Got it.
All right. And possibly Chris Porter, our comedy friend.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear back from him.
Kansas City.
Yeah, he got a hold of us. He's got a new album coming out, want to call and pimp it. So we might talk to him later this week as well.
You know, I was reminded while I was watching the Petty show that Tom Petty did his best to break up the Foo Fighters. He offered Dave Grohl the drummer position because it was available at the time.
Oh, yeah, because What's-His-Face left the band.
That was before Foo Fighters.
Yeah. I wish he would have took that.
Yeah, now they got Steve Ferrone.
That guy's been there for years.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, the original drummer left because he didn't like the – he's like you guys.
Yeah.
He didn't like that chinga-chinga stuff. He wanted to rock.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he went on to produce a bunch of bands. He's doing fine.
There's one episode of
Lynch.
SNL you
What's
can catch.
Yeah.
Stan Lynch.
Stan Lynch, yeah. He left the band because Tom Petty was stopped rocking. And yeah, I kind of agree. I would too. I'm a drummer.
But they still
I'm bored back here.
Introduced Steve Ferrone, who's been with the band since 1995, as the new guy.
Oh, yeah, before they do.
Because everyone else has been with that band. I think the bass player.
He came back after he was the original bass player. And then Howie Epstein joined for a little bit. He came back after years, and now he's a bass player. So he was the original bass player, the bass player they got now.
Mike Campbell, Petty, Ben Montench, all been there from the start.
Yep.
That's why I enjoy seeing him. That band is so tight, so together.
Oddly enough, it was on this date in 1990, Dave Grohl joined Nirvana.
There you go. Oh, man.
See, it all comes together.
Yeah. How'd that work
change
out?
The world. That band changed the world.
Well, for a while it was okay.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, ended
and
badly.
Then Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
And then Foo Fighters. Evolved into that.
Yeah, Jesus.
Even though he could have been a heartbreaker.
Yeah. There is like one episode of SNL floating around out there. You catch reruns of where it's Tom Petty as the musical guest.
That's
with Dave Grohl
and
on
Grohl's
drums.
On drums then.
I've seen that.
It was like just a couple months he was with the band, and they said, hey, you want to do this? He's like, nah.
Yeah,
I got this
it had to be
thing.
About 94, 95.
Yeah, yeah, about that.
I got a bunch of bad songs in my head I got to get out.
Damn.
Sorry. They're overrated.
At least they rock.
Yeah, they do. So it's Nickelback. Didn't say much.
Ooh, damn. Wow. Ain't that bad.
No, I don't. Nickelback is the worst. No. Tom Petty. Not Tom Petty. The Foo Fighters just overrated. I didn't say they're bad. They're just overrated. Okay. That's all I say. But, you know, more. Just add that to the list of things we have pissed people off about. I look forward to football raps anymore because the Trumpers, I'm done dealing with you on Facebook.
Oh, I forgot to give a little nod to... Brett. RedZoneTickets.com.
RedZoneTickets.com.
Todd and Tyler,
all your
paid spokespeople for RedZoneTickets.com. Mm-hmm. Where we sat, we were down so low that you could not see the Hollywood sign over the Hollywood Bowl. But if you're a little higher up, you can see the Hollywood sign.
Wow.
But our seats were too good.
Remember how last week we were talking about humble brags?
Yeah.
I think that falls into that category.
Yeah.
Our seats were too good to even see the Hollywood Bowl sign.
I'm too much of a team worker.
The Hollywood Bowl. They were just too good.
Yeah.
Some of the players that had the old big band singer, B. Wayne, include, but are not limited to, Dr. Mina Sugarfinger.
Yeah.
Diane Keaton. Fat Flip Lives. Fifi Portland gets a hit.
Hey, it's my porn name.
With B. Wayne, as does Gary Berghoff.
That's in response to Alan Alda. That's why Gary Berghoff checks in.
Well, isn't Loretta Swit in there,
too?
Yeah,
Loretta Swit has gotten a hit before as well.
Yes.
And Grandma's Abortion gets a hit.
Oh, well, it's possible. Yeah, Grandma's are younger and younger every day.
No one from the movie MASH, though, because Alan Alda was not in the movie.
Right.
These are all MASH.
Berghoff was.
Yeah, Gary Berghoff was.
Berghoff was. He was in the movie,
Yeah, but he was also in the TV series.
Yeah.
One of the few.
Alan Alda at number 3 in the league.
Man.
Holden McGroin.
Still number 1?
Leads the league with 6 hits.
Congratulations.
Six.
Mr. McGroin there.
But we have October, November, and December still to come.
Please, Mr. McGroin is his dad.
Yeah.
Call him Holden.
I do when I see him.
A picture that I think we're putting up.
Yes, we can.
Is from England, a playground in England where the children are playing on the swing set. Below them is artwork of Humpty Dumpty, and someone has drawn a large penis on it.
We were discussing this off the air. Like, my kid's at that age now where he draws penises a lot. And that doesn't go away. You spend the rest of your life drawing penises on things.
Once you start,
you can't stop.
It's terminal.
Right.
Yeah, so that's amusing to us. You'll note that we are here and are not dead.
I know. Todd noticed that on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. I waited till midnight.
They never gave us a time, and that pissed me off because I was sitting at practice Saturday with some guys, some of the dads, and the world's going to end. We need a time. The other ones have always said a time.
Well, you were wrong.
Well, I think
you're wrong.
It was a numerologist too, and it couldn't come up with a time.
No. He didn't. He didn't know. He didn't have to come up with a
time. Did he give us 24 hours?
No, it wasn't like that at all.
Oh, okay, well,
we misunderstood what he was saying.
Apparently, I didn't hear. I was just taking.
We misunderstood what he was saying, and apparently, it was that day, the 23rd, that things were going to start falling apart.
Oh well. That happened in November.
Now,
last November,
it's going to, I believe now this hidden death planet will arrive October the 21st.
Oh, so it's just postponed a little
bit. Now, the numerologist dude said he wasn't expecting anything to happen the other day, in spite of what we heard.
How about just you have a big never mind?
Now,
never mind.
The month of action will be in October. 7 years of war and disaster begin October the 21st.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with him on that now.
This unseen
7 years
planet.
Of war and disaster.
Yeah.
We're baiting a nuclear.
It might not take that long.
No, we're
don't forget, there's this unseen planet beyond Neptune. I keep saying Jupiter, but apparently it's Neptune.
Neptune,
Right next to
it's either called Planet X or Nibiru, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I may not be.
Nambia. But I believe it's pronounced Nambia.
Oh, is that it? Yeah.
But they're also saying that the scientists say that planet's not out there.
What?
Scientists.
Morons?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who are they?
The
lot
of
you
the
can't
morons?
Believe them.
Who are they to say that?
These are guys who have equipment that can detect large bodies like that.
Prove it.
Speech broadcasting.
They're
majors.
Looking for stuff too small. They can't see the forest for the trees.
There you go. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can't see that.
Good point, Craig.
Thank you.
Find Uranus anywhere.
Mm-hmm. On Saturday when I was watching some college football, it was one of those Sports Illustrated signs of the apocalypse because, I'm watching the crawl. And it'll say NFL, NCAA, NHL, whatever. And then one of them says Trump. It was like, Jesus Christ, is there no getting away from this?
No. Nope.
Not that day.
All day.
He threw the red
NFL, NCAA, Trump.
He threw the red meat base, morons. All chewed on that for the weekend.
Did he tweet at all about Puerto Rico or anything like
nope,
that?
Nope, nothing. I saw about that. That was mainly people that follow that more than we do were tweeting out Puerto Rico's in shambles and laying there. It's a U.S. province, and we ain't doing dick. He's bitching about young athletes kneeling.
Yeah, he can't do anything to rile up his base about Puerto Rico.
No. Yeah, that's brown people.
Yeah.
Basically. To them, it's brown people.
Yeah. Well, he did declare a state of emergency.
No, but he hasn't done anything, though. They've talked about that. There's no money going in there right now. They're not doing what they talk about it. Do something. Yeah. Be presidential. Why am I saying that?
Yeah.
Just hit me.
So you can
that.
Waste your breath.
Yeah, no, but I don't want to waste my breath anymore because I know he's not going to be that
well,
way.
You're going to waste your breath.
Then stop it.
I
didn't mean to say it. I feel bad. I punched myself in the face.
That'd be better if one of us punched you in the face.
That would
probably be a little more effective.
I didn't even mean to say that.
Line on
up. Take that back. I'm not going to fall into that line of crap you still hear once every 4 days. Well, he's doing that now. Shut up.
We got a new travel ban.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That's good.
Now where's a bad place to go?
All the ones from before except for Sudan. And now North Korea, Venezuela, and Chad.
Yeah, North Korea, they're all immigrating over here. They can't get out. That Chad, watch out those Chad bastards.
Yep, so no Christmas in Chad this year.
I love that name, that country. Let's just call ourselves
Chad.
It was going to be Eric, but we chose Chad.
Vote here.
Yeah. What is the
Chad?
A resident of Chad referred to as?
A chatter.
Chadidian.
Are they chatters?
Chadian?
I like Chadidian. I like that better.
Chadidians?
Chadidian.
Chadidians.
Chadites?
Chadites.
Chatters.
Chads. Just Chads.
Chads.
And it's being reported that Ted Cruz and Utah Republican Mike Lee.
They're against the bill now, too, right?
Against the bill.
Good. Just get it out of the way. It's crap.
Against the health care.
One guy actually just admitted, I said, some Dr. Bean, I saw you. Well, our donors want it, so we know it's a bad bill, but we're bought and paid for.
Apparently, Chadian is the
recognized
term.
Oh, when you said Chadidian. Chadidian.
Chadidian.
I like Chadidian better.
Kind of misspoke.
But too bad.
That's it.
You're not going to find one now. Not letting them in here.
Chadidian kind of rolls off the tongue.
It does.
Kind of nice.
Chadidian.
Excuse me. That's got a nice cadence to it.
Chadidian.
Chadidian.
Apparently, it's a big deal.
Chadidian.
So if you have any Chadidian friends, they're going to have to come over here.
Yeah. Don't say you're from Chad.
You can't go there.
Apparently, it's a big deal.
What?
More and more every year, more and more people are jumping on the bandwagon, more and more people falling in love with pumpkin spice.
That is a big deal.
Yeah. Is that from your
eyes?
It is.
I see news stories about it. Everybody and their brother's got a pumpkin spice, this, that, or the other thing at their store.
I don't know about you guys, but
people love it.
If you live our part of the country right now, there's no fall feeling at all because it was 95 degrees this weekend. It felt like it was July.
You'll want pumpkin spice this week.
This week is pumpkin spice starts today, damn it.
It's all over Craig's Pinterest page.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's into it.
Yeah.
Non-controversial, too, huh?
It's, well, no, because
somebody doesn't like it. Pissed off about it?
Apathetic, I think. I am militantly apathetic about this.
Doesn't a pumpkin spice milkshake sound good?
No.
How about a pumpkin spice latte?
Pumpkin spice does nothing specifically for me. I got nothing for it. I don't hate it.
Is it good for you? Is it supposed to, reduce inflammation?
No. I imagine in most cases it's just more fake crap.
Right, sugar. It's got to be sugar.
Oh, see, I thought everything got reduced inflammation.
Apparently. And water.
Not tomatoes, according to Tom Brady and his water.
Dr. Tom Brady, call him.
Oh, that's right.
Dumbass.
Did y'all go to the movie theater over the weekend?
No, what's that?
Nope.
No,
Kingsman, the Golden Circle.
I will watch that, but not in a theater. Because
I heard it's good.
The original is excellent. Yeah, the original is excellent.
A friend of mine saw it, said it was really good.
Yeah.
I saw a billboard for it.
There you go.
The only part of the world that you see billboards
for movies.
For movies and TV shows.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. Is LA. Hollywood and parts of New York.
Yeah.
Like right around Times Square,
yep.
You'll see the occasional billboard for a TV show. But nowhere else.
No, nah, you'll see TV shows. Usually rerun stuff on in TV.
Well, yeah, that's put up by local affiliate.
Local affiliate. Sure. Still, it's TV stuff.
But you're not going to see a billboard for Superstore.
No.
Anywhere in the Midwest.
No. Hmm.
I have a feeling I'm going to end up going to the Lego Ninjago movie here sometime soon.
You know, they always show the previews of those movies, and there's a ton of funny jokes in that preview, but that's probably all the funny jokes, right?
Like somebody else asked me about it. It's like,
you
got
to sit there, you want to laugh.
Kids' movies for me are awful to tolerable.
Yeah, that's what always worked for me.
And the Lego movies so far, the other two, have been fairly tolerable.
All right.
It comes in at number two. With 39 mil for Kingsman. Then comes, last night on the local TV news, I heard this. Coming in at number three, it's the Lego Ninjago movie.
Whoops.
What?
That's a black version of it.
Yeah. That's Tarantino's interpretation of the Lego movie.
It's a Lego. I looked.
It's a Lego.
A minute. Not Django.
It's a Lego slave movie.
Lego Ninjago Unchained.
They're doing everything in Lego
Are
now.
You telling me a weekend TV broadcaster pronounces something wrong?
It was not a weekend TV broadcaster.
Oh, that's right. A lot of full-timers work Sunday night.
Yeah. Sunday nights now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lego My Slavo.
Will it be awkward in the hallway if you run into this person, or is it another TV station?
It's not this TV.
Okay.
Not here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he not runs here. Into people.
And there's that. And I sincerely doubt that person even realized what they did.
Yeah, Ninjango.
Yeah.
Of course they did.
You
can't correct people because it's all timed out. So why stop?
Yeah, you just you
why
want
stop and be human.
You want him to like what? I'm being told I did a racism.
Right.
Oh yes, I did a racism.
Right.
Ooh, I have to wait for that one.
Tom Tucker on Family Guy seems to have a little room to ad lib every once in a while.
Yes, he does.
He and his co-anchor, so they allow for that.
That's a great reference.
Yeah, it is.
Tom Tucker does. Yes, he does say a lot of stuff.
Seem to go off script every once in a while.
Well, they've got a couple seconds.
Yeah. And they've learned to build that around his quirks.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they journalists leave a minute or two open because they know Tom's going to do some witty repertoire with.
Be careful next time you're at confession telling the priest about cheating on your wife with that Filipino drag queen.
Well, at least you're in no danger, Diane, since you only visit church to leave your self-delivered, unwashed, half-dead newborns on the back step.
Yeah. I would like to see
great freedom.
A little more repertoire like that.
It's great freedom.
I'm a local man.
They would win every night.
Yep. Great banter.
I'd watch it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.